Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You need to change what you're going to do differently today. There's no time to waste. Every day of business counts. Every customer is valuable today. Every customer is valuable. If you lose them, you won't get them back with your strategy for next year. You've got to move. You've got to act. You've got to be clear. And you've got to communicate to a really big audience.
Confusion breeds chaos. But clarity builds confidence.
More information does not automatically equal more clarity. Sometimes it's just the opposite, right? More information just clouds what's happening.
Right? Yeah. The person standing in front of the customer is the number one most important employee in your company, because they are the driver of the decision about conversion, about retention, about loyalty, about return visits, about returns. That person holds the key.
Welcome to Blade to Greatness, the podcast where retail leaders sharpen their edge one essential skill at a time as we uncover the essential traits every retail leader needs to thrive. I'm Ricardo Belmar.
And I'm Casey Golden. Each episode, we're joined by a guest who brings one leadership skill into sharp focus. And today is one that's often overlooked, but absolutely vital: clarity.
In today's retail world, your team isn't just looking for instructions. They're looking for purpose, expectations, and values. Confusion breeds chaos, but clarity builds confidence.
Our guest today is Ron Thurston, best-selling author of Retail Pride and Human Pride, host of the podcast Frontline Fridays, and Retail Intelligence in Action. Senior retail executives at many leading retail brands, and one of the most thoughtful voices in our industry, Ron breaks down the difference between information and clarity and why most retail environments are drowning in the former but starving for the latter.
You'll hear how clear communication drives accountability, engagement, and execution, and how a simple daily practice like a start of shift clarity check-in can transform team performance.
This episode is a must-listen for anyone who wants to lead with intention and empower their team to thrive.
Now, before we jump in, just one quick ask of our listeners and viewers. If you like our show, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and drop a quick review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or Good Pods. We really appreciate your support.
Check out the other shows in our Retail Razor podcast network: The Retail Razor Show, Retail Transformers, and Data Blades. If you're on Apple Podcasts, just search for the Retail Razor channel to find them, or visit YouTube and see them all.
So with that said, let's get into it. Here's our conversation with Ron Thurston.
Ron, welcome back to the Blade to Greatness. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey and Ricardo. I'm really happy to be back again.
Yeah, Rob, I think I've lost track of how many episodes across our shows you've been on, but I think we have to at least be up to 11, maybe more.
That's amazing. And I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. You've been on a journey with me the last 5 years, and you've always been there to support messaging on books and speaking and podcasts and all of the work. So thank you.
Yep, it's been a fantastic journey. So today, you're going to talk about a really important topic I think every retail leader should be thinking about, and that's how to deliver clarity. There's just so much confusion out there. Explain to us why it's so crucial for successful retail leaders to really focus on delivering clarity to their teams.
Yeah, thanks, Ricardo. And you're right. This is a really important moment, I believe, for so many different reasons. One is the clarity in business, which, you know, happy to speak more about, but there's also just chaos overall happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And so there is a constant stream of news and noise happening in every employee that works in your organization, and everyone is feeling something about how it impacts them. And it's not that you would want to ask questions that may spark political conversation or about conflict in the world. You would never want to intentionally do that. But it's important from an empathy standpoint to recognize that people are feeling a great amount of chaos on the sides. And when their safe place becomes their leader and their workplace, it, I believe, can certainly make the rest of the work seem more reasonable. And that clarity that comes with great leadership. And the way that I really describe this is this idea of mistaking information for clarity. Mm. More information, similar maybe to news cycles, is not clarity on what the expectations are. That's just more information that you're requiring people to digest and then try to decipher what's important. And so that clarity, it can flood your inboxes and continue to just deliver chaos. And that leaders then sometimes think that more information will say, well, but I sent you that email, or I sent you that Slack, or we had that call, we had that Zoom. And so you're expecting your team to do the work for you to discover what's important. And that clarity becomes the moment when you say, I understand there are 40 things going on, but here's how we're going to talk about the top three. And here are the things that we're going to talk about the top three. And within those, these are the expectations of what success looks like. And just being that clear sets this sense of calm of like, I understand what I need to do. I understand what's expected of me. I understand what success is, and now I can go deliver on those three things. And when senior leadership leads with that level of clarity, then, and you have to, again, live under the assumption in retail that have very large teams. And the more chaos you deliver in the form of thousands of emails and calls and Slacks, or however you communicate, the more you do that, the audience just gets, the funnel to communication is wide in retail because the teams are so large. And so, you know, on average, most brands would say 80% of their workforce is in stores. It's not in the office, it's in stores. So just like your business is being delivered in stores, so are most of your headcount. And so I think about this in terms of how clear do I need to be at the top, which is the most clear you will ever need to be, so that by the time it gets six layers down across every employee and every store, they know exactly what I said. And if that is your mindset in clarity, I believe that your message actually will get down. Mm-hmm. And not your top 10 things or top 15 or just your stream of consciousness, that doesn't help anyone in the field. And I know this to be true because, you know, when you visit stores, you take a tour across the country and you go visit teams, as everyone listening should always do. Mm-hmm. The first questions you can ask are you clear on what the company goals are? Do you know what's important from a culture standpoint? Do you understand why we're doing certain things or why we're not doing certain things. And if three stores into this tour, no one can answer those questions, then it's very much a self-reflective exercise of what do I need to do differently then? Because it's not clear. And what I'm saying, like, clarity is not information. And there is such a misinterpretation of what that means. And I love this idea of, like, that clarity creates purpose and it creates the drive to do it well. And when teams are aligned on mission, purpose, whether you're talking about military terms or retail or any other business, if they're clear on mission and purpose, then you can go deliver that.
Yeah, no, that's so true. It's so true. So I love the point about how more information does not automatically equal more clarity. Sometimes it's just the opposite, right? More information just clouds what's happening. So do you have some good examples of what does that kind of clarity look like in action, particularly when trying to deliver that message and that clarity to store teams?
Yeah. And I love this idea of kind of clarity check-in. Similar to this kind of store visit that I described, but you could do it in a corporate environment. You know, sit down, a listening session as a leader, be very open to say, hey, I just want to check in and see, are you really clear on what we're doing right now? Are you clear on what the company goals and culture and mission are today? And if they're kind of fumbling around the answers, well, I heard this and I heard we might be doing this and I'm not sure why we've made this decision as a company, immediately the answer is you're not being clear. Yeah. It's a self-reflective exercise as a leader of I'm not being clear. And it's very easy to say things like, well, why didn't you read your email? Or why didn't you, this was always my thing and it probably still happens, corporate employees not understanding why store teams don't read their email. They don't have time. Just right. Telling you right now, they don't have time to read their email or your Slack. And sometimes the only way you can get them is to text them. And so I'm like, stop texting them. They don't have time. And so this clarity of message of how that looks and how that shows up in retail is even more important because they're not at your desk. Mm-hmm. They are on the sales floor. They are at their desk maybe a couple of hours a week, and they don't have time for this. So clarity versus information in retail, in the field, you know, there are great tools, you know, UBIC being one of them, Zipline, like there are incredible resources to help navigate this. But at the same time, if you're bombarding even a great communication tool with more than they need to know, you're going to get lost. So always have this sense of, well, if I'm being clear, it's easy to digest. I can recognize what's happening. I can hear it repeated in stores during store visits. And there, that lack of confusion about what they need to do is mitigated understanding how they are working. They are on the sales floor and they have 30 seconds, maybe up to 2 minutes to digest what you as a leadership team need to say to them. That's it. And with so clarity, to answer your question, Ricardo, clarity means I've communicated in a way that's digestible enough to people who don't sit at a desk.
Yeah.
And that's a real skill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a real reality that I think a lot of people forget, especially when you have so many corporate team members now that have never worked on the floor. They don't have that personal experience.
That's true.
And it's fine if you don't, and I appreciate it. But then, as I've said probably on this show and many other times, it's then our role as leaders to learn how other people work, not the other way around.
Right.
The person standing in front of the customer is the number one most important employee in your company. Because they are the driver of the decision about conversion, about retention, about loyalty, about return visits, about returns. That person holds the key to every KPI in your business. And it's your job as a leader to learn what their work is, not the other way around. And if you understand their day-to-day work, you understand the pressure that they're on, what they need to deliver their business, and you listen with intention and you take joy and pride in the fact that that is the number one most important employee in the company, then they know that and they will deliver on that clear message.
How can a leader course correct if clarity has been missing?
You know, what I would say is, again, kind of self-reflect and say, why is this such a struggle? So you go on 10 store visits. Nobody has heard anything that you've said. I'm the CEO. I'm visiting stores and you're asking questions. No one knows anything about what you've been talking about. The answer is, I don't do a good job communicating. What I want to say is not being heard. And so then it is, well, then we need to work differently as a company. We need to change the way we communicate and because it's not working. And I have seen often the opposite of like the blame gets put on the recipient that's supposed to be reading these messages from their desk and instead say, you know what, how we're communicating from the office isn't working, or how we're communicating to each other, or how we're communicating across department, or how we make decisions isn't working. So let's spend an hour and figure out how to change that. And maybe it is less meetings. Maybe it's faster decision-making. Maybe it is assigning work to different people who have the ability to make decisions and move faster. It's for me, it's this business moves so fast that you don't have time on your 2027 goal worksheets to think about what we're going to do differently. You need to change what you're going to do differently today. There's no time to waste. Every day of business counts. Every customer is valuable today. Every customer is valuable. If you lose them, you won't get them back with your strategy for next year. You've got to move. You've got to act. You've got to be clear. And you've got to communicate to a really big audience. And that's the best version of retail, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Absolutely. Oran, this has been a fantastic discussion. Well, thank you so much for highlighting this really important skill around clarity that every retail leader absolutely needs to master.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you both.
Yeah, as always, Ron, you bring such amazing insights on how we can make impact immediately. These are things that we can start changing tomorrow. And I appreciate the urgency.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Casey and Ricardo.
Well, that's a wrap, Ricardo. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Good Pods. And don't forget to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube so you never miss an episode. I'm Casey Golden.
We'd love to hear from you. Follow us and share your feedback at Retail Razor on LinkedIn, Blue Sky, Threads, and Instagram. You can also subscribe to our Substack newsletter for highlights from every episode and visit RetailRazor.com for transcripts and more details about our amazing guests. Late to Greatness is part of the Retail Razor Podcast Network. I'm Ricardo Belmar.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, stay sharp, lead boldly, and stay human. This is the Retail Razor Blade to Greatness.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.